These are uncertain times that we are living in, aren't they? I think the disciples probably knew the sense of uncertainty that we experience now, and even more so. Every time we talk together, it seems that something new has changed. You know, first it was, don't worry about masks, and now they're saying, you know what, you better wear a mask. I know that some of you have friends and coworkers with coughs and fevers. I know that some of you have even lost loved ones to COVID-19. And the worst part of this is that we just don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know who's going to get sick next. We don't know what's going to happen. We could all use some certainty, couldn't we? Can you hear me okay? Give me a nod if you can. Well, as it happens, what we have just heard now is reason for certainty. Peter was there. He thought about these events over and over and over again, and he came to the conclusion that what he had just seen, what we have just read about, was reason for certainty. You know, as he opened his first letter, 1 Peter 1, Peter writes this, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade, that is kept in heaven for you. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, we have a living hope, not a theoretical hope, but an active living hope that is actively preserving us, and we have an eternal inheritance that nothing can keep us from receiving. Not cancer, not COVID-19, not car crashes, not even death can keep us from the inheritance that Jesus has secured for us on the cross that Good Friday. His resurrection proves it. I mean, look at what it says. This inheritance will not perish or spoil or fade. It's not like the bread that you've got sitting on your counter that's like dry and crumbly, but you think to yourself, well, I better eat it because I don't know when I'm going to go out to the store again. The inheritance that Jesus has secured for us will never perish, spoil, or fade. It is kept for you in heaven. And not only that, according to verse 5, when you believe, God is keeping you to receive that inheritance when eternity begins. A couple of weeks ago, we heard Jesus say, I go to prepare a place for you, and that place is secure. As you trust in Jesus, you are shielded by God's power until the day that you finally arrive. We have an eternal inheritance that nothing can keep us from. That is reason for certainty in uncertain times. Unless you think that this is just, you know, pie in the sky optimism, look at what Peter says in the very next verses, 1 Peter 1:6. In this unshakable inheritance, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Peter is not unaware of the hard realities of life. He didn't know COVID-19, but he certainly knew what it was like to be hungry, to lack resources, to live in uncertainty. And yet, what does he say? In the midst of all of this chaos, the eternal inheritance that Jesus has secured for you is reason to rejoice. We have an unshakable hope that these trials cannot keep us from. And in fact, in the sovereignty of God, these trials actually make us better and better day by day, prepare us every step of the way to receive the eternal inheritance that Jesus has bought for us. And it's the events that we read about today that make this all possible. You know, when we go our own way, when we tell God by our words or actions that we don't really think he's worth that much, well, that's sin. That separates us from him. And yet Jesus died on the cross to pay for that sin, to bring us back to God, to give us this gift of forgiveness and eternal life, and realize that it is a gift, right? This is not something that we earn. In verse 3 or 4, right, it says, in his great mercy, God has done this. Receive that mercy by faith. Confess sin day by day. Trust in him. So what does Good Friday mean in the time of COVID-19? It means that we have an unshakable hope and an eternal inheritance that we are going to receive. We have hope because nothing can keep us from the eternal life that God is keeping for us. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for this gift of certainty that you have given to us in this uncertain time. Because you laid down your life, you went ahead of us to prepare a place for you in the Father's house where there are many rooms. Thank you, Lord, that there is one with our name on it. I pray now that certainty of what lies ahead will give us hope and confidence to serve you gratefully now. I pray, God, that you will help us to wisely in this time give ourselves to serve other people the way that you served us on Good Friday. Lord, thank you for this gift that you have given to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.